Coming up after 3 o'clock, it's Click Live, our weekly look at the latest in tech. This week, has Apple become an imitator rather than an innovator?
Plus, the prosthetic leg, which gives amputees not only mobility, but a sense of feeling in their foot.
First for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Five Live.
It's 3 o'clock on Five Live. This is Afternoon Edition with Dotun Adebayo and Sarah Brett. Car apps then, shall we? So what have we got first? We've got Flow.
Yeah, driving. So basically, we're doing a driving, a car tech special this week on Click. So I've been looking at apps to help you drive more efficiently and more effectively. The first one is an Android app. It's free. It's called Drive. It's downloadable or information at driveflow.com, but the app itself is just called Flow, F-L-O. And it essentially it gamifies driving a bit more economically. Stick it on your dashboard. It's got a big colourful display so it doesn't sort of distract you with lots of information. And when you're doing good things like, you know, turning smoothly and braking smoothly and not accelerating too badly, then you get plus points and you get a green screen. And when you do stuff that is negative to your economical and environmentally sound driving, you get red and orange screens and a negative feedback and negative points. So over the course of time, you want to be trying to keep your points in the positive, and it means that you're driving in a green and environmentally conscious way.
So not for boy racers, as we used to call it.
I know, we're going to leave Brad out of it, but Carly, at least you can drive.
Yes, I can drive.
Yeah, but you don't own a car.
No, I do, actually, but I'm from Cambridge, so it's down in Cambridge whilst I'm studying at university.
Okay. Is this a kind of app that would help you at all?
Yeah, it's great. My only concern is, how can I do it whilst I'm driving? How can I use it? Because obviously I can't use my phone whilst I'm driving.
Correct.
Well, you stick your phone on the dashboard, a bit like a navigation, a turn-by-turn navigation. Stick the phone on the dashboard. We actually just had it on a piece of electrical tape stuck to the dashboard because I don't have a car either, so I borrowed someone's car. But most people have, a lot of people who use their cars sort of for navigation and stuff, they have these sort of sucker things on the windscreen that you stick it in. And it's just a big visual sort of block of colour just in your peripheral vision, so it doesn't distract you in the way that using a phone would.
So what about the next one?
So iOnRoad, which is actually spelled I-O-N-R-O-A-D. Now, this is an interesting one. This is a little bit more contentious. It's £3.99. It's on iOS and on Android. And it uses augmented reality, which is basically where a layer of digital information is put over your real-world view through your camera's viewpoint. And again, you mount it on the dashboard in your dashboard sort of holder for navigation, and the camera looks at the road in front of you and it overlays that view with information about hazards and about stopping distance. I question whether or not it's a good idea to trust things like stopping distance to an app when, you know, for hundreds of years, actually just using our eyes and our judgment is probably, you know, I wonder if you might be a bit too risky thinking, oh, I'm OK.
There's loads of tricks that you learn when you're driving. Basically, don't drive up to somebody really close to there. And if someone's really close behind you, I learned this one, you just flip on your windscreen cleaner. And that makes people back off because they get their windscreen splattered with your windscreen cleaner.
Ah, cunning.
Brad, are you
gentle.
Interested in this? Are you who still learn to drive?
Hopefully I'll be driving soon, but I just think that...
Can you afford to?
Hopefully. I mean, with the student loan, maybe. But,
can you afford the insurance?
Well, maybe
just
not.
Asking.
Maybe
just
Carly
asking.
Can drive me around. Okay.
Well, Brad, what did you say to me the other day? Carly, why should I drive when people can drive me around?
That's true. Well, that is true. I mean...
So I'm not having that badly.
You're outed.
Right, fair
badly.
Enough. But no, I think if people need to use these apps, then surely they shouldn't be driving.
Every week we put a state-of-the-art piece of technology to the test. And this week it's a flagship Chinese smartphone pronounced Huawei, and it's spelled H-U-A-W-E-I. So we're looking at the Huawei P8, a smartphone with low-light camera features.
So, Brad and Carly, what do you think?
I think the best part of this phone is the camera, Sarah. It's really, really good. And I took a picture the other day, and what's good about it is there's a beauty icon, so you can take the perfect selfie. So I took a picture of me from the front, from behind, and from the back. But some of it is absolutely madness. Like, you can change the size of your eyes. You can change the size of your face. It is absolutely madness. But personally, I think the phone's good in terms of camera, But I do think it's a bit gimmicky. So there's some features like, I don't know, the mirror. And you blow in the microphone and something will happen. A little surprise will appear. So the mirror will crack or water goes in the mirror and you have to wipe it off, which is good. But after a while, I'm like, oh, is that it? Is that all what it does? Yeah.
Sure,
yeah. And it's very easy to use, I think. Very simple, easy to navigate. But like I was saying before, I think for me, I'm a girl, I've got little hands. I think it's too big for me personally.
I think it fits all right.
Oh, we've been here before. I've got little hands, but my phones are massive. I think it's very much a fashion conscious phone, though. I mean, we're finally at a time where technology is no longer just functional. We've got beautiful looking devices instead of big bricks. Hooray!
Magic. Brad, Carly, LJ, and Kate, thank you all very much for being part of our Tech Hour Click Live. Don't forget, if you've missed our big interview today, you can hear it.